Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Share sponsor Lui Mishpas Habiyakas Shalom Rabbi Sitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf from Aleph, and the Gemara brings Omer Rava Kol Shebitchiloso Be'Oynes V'Sofa Be'Rotzer. A woman who starts a bia be'Oynes, but then ends it be'Rotzer. A few of you married, you know what she says? Hanichuloi, leave him alone. Don't stop it. She will lay Nisgeklo Hisocharto. I would hire him. I would pay him to be with me. Muteris. She's still motor if it started boyness. My time up? Yetzer al-Bosho. Her Yetzer Haro is attacking her and controlling her, and she has no choice. She's really now under the influence of the Yetzer Haro, and that's why you can't punish her. That's why she's not considered to be Beratzer. Reb Tzadik HaKohen in this Gemara comes and explains a big Yisoid, which is based on what his Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Liner, the Ishbitze, said. And to come and explain a little bit more, we have to start with a little bit of a Hakdama, a little preview. The great Ishbitza was a great Rebbe, but he had a few Divrei Torah that were very controversial, mainly because people misunderstood what he meant to say. And therefore, he was not accepted in Am Yisrael for many generations. There are two specific Divrei Torah that he said that caused a lot of the controversy. One is what he says in Parshas Ketetzeh. In the beginning of Parsh Ketetzeh, it says, Ketetzeh l'milchom ha'levecho, v'ri yiso b'shiva yishi sifas toyar, person goes to milchom, we know only tzadiki went to milchom. And he sees in the shiva yishi sifas toyar, zoke the ishbitza yishino, sometimes the Yetzer Hara attacks an Adam that he has no free will, he has no choice, he just is forced to do that error. And that, when that happens, that shows it's Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants him to do this aveyo. And that's what's happening over here with HSF Astoya. You have a tzaddik going to war. Why is he so interested in HSF Astoya? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to marry her because she's supposed to come and join Am Yisrael. That's what he says. The second very controversial Yishbitze is in Parshas Pinchas. He goes in a very similar mahalach and he adds a little bit more. In Parshas Pinchas, says the Yishbitze, you think Zimri bin Solo, the Rosh Beis Avla Shimoini, that had relations with a non-Jew in front of everybody. He was just Tama Noyev. He was just Sama Oyver Aveiro. That doesn't make sense. The Torah is not going to come and mention such a Baal Aveiro in such great length. Says the Ishbitze, he was in the same situation that we just spoke about Parash Ketetze. The Yetzer Hara overcame him because Zimri was a tremendous tzaddik. And he always was overcame his Yetzer Hara, his Gaber, and his Yetzer Hara the whole time. Suddenly the Yetzer Hara took him over. Said Zimri, I see over here that is Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is this should happen. Now the Ishbitze adds another sentence to this. He says that Pinchas misunderstood Zimri. He thought that Zimri is only Baal Aveira, and therefore he killed him, but really he was wrong. That's what the Ishbitze says. That's why he's considered to be a kanoi, but still, because he did it l'shem shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded Pinchas. So these two divrei Torah of the Ishbitze caused a huge controversy. How can you come and say such things? You want to tell me that if sometimes the Yetzer Hara overtakes a person, you're allowing people to do aveiros. Anybody who's going to do an aveiros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. It's a slippery slope. And to come and say that Zimri was okay, that Zimri actually did something right, how can you say such a thing after what Chazal telling us about the big reward that Pinchas got, Pinchas Huelio? So Reb Tzadik HaKohen, who was a Talmud of the Ishbitze, okay, do up there. Reb Tzadik HaKohen was a Litvak that became a Chassid. So he had more of the Shprach of how to bring the things down to people to understand what his Rebbe, his great Rebbe says. Explains Reb Tzadik HaKohen, yes, sometimes the Yetzer Hara overtakes a person. And then it's Ratzon Hashem for that to happen. But that is not something that a person can judge on his own. Nobody can come and say to himself, oh, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do the Aveir. One always has to fight the Yetzer Hara with all his might as much as he can. But if someone tried his best to fight the Yetzer Hara and he was not able to, and he fell, and he was trapped in the Yetzer Hara, and afterwards he looks back and he says, oy vey, what did I do? How, after all the avodah that I had, I still did this terrible aveiro? Here you tell him you should know. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the aveiro to happen. But nobody can judge it while he's doing it. Says Reb Tzadik, that's the pshat in our Gemara too. Yetzer al-Bashon. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara overtakes a person. Then now he's coming and saying, I want to do the aveiro. He doesn't really want to do the aveiro. The Yitzhar was overtaking him. That's Tchilas of the Oin, is a Seif of Berat, so the Yitzhar is in control. Says of Tzadik, that's what my Rebbe meant regarding Zimri. Zimri made that mistake. Zimri, when he saw the Yitzhar overtaking him, he came and judged for himself that he could do an Aveiro. And that was wrong. Nobody could judge it for himself. And this really quiets the controversy against the Ishbitze. Nobody could come and say, I could do an Aveiro. And Zimri was not a Tzadik, he was a Rosh. But the reason he came to that Rishus is because of Cheshbon, a wrong Cheshbon. He thought to himself, if the Tzara of Kedah is so strong, that means Hashem wants you to do it. And there was some truth to it, as the Ishbitze explains. But that was the wrong Cheshbon. And that's why Zimri died, that's why Pinchas got rewarded. That's why Tzadik explains his great Rebbe. And that's what he puts into our Gemara, Yetzer al-Bashal, the Yetzer sometimes overtakes, and one could come and figure this out retroactively. Once it already happened, you could look back and look that way, and nobody could come and say that in the time of the Maaseh. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.